Hello, this podcast is on Replay AV 8.14 using the JAWS 8 screen reader on a Windows XP Home Service Pack 2 PC. Just in case you're a new listener, you can get the application by going to www.applion.com, and that's Alpha Papa Papa Lima India Alpha November.com. And you also can join the Blind Replay mailing list at freelist.org. You can subscribe to the mailing list by emailing the following address. Emailing to the following address: blindreplay-subscribe@freelist.org. That's freelist.org. Okay, right now I have Replay AV 8.14 up and running, and I'm on the minimize button.
Minimize button.
Okay, before I start, the first thing you're going to need to do, and I'm not showing you this here, you can add a show or station from the Replay Media Guide, okay? And or you can add a show or station by manually inputting it into the Replay AV application. Listen to the other podcasts on how to learn how to do this, okay? So this podcast is going to show you how to make Replay AV 8 act as a tuner slash player only, and at the same time you're going to tell Replay AV 8 to not record those streams. I'm going to show you one example. Okay, I added a stream, a radio station stream called ERA5 already to the Replay AV8 application. I'm going to tab till I hear the list box, list of shows.
Tab, hide button, tab, record button, tab, list of shows, list view, graphic 940 ERA.
It's called the list of shows, list view. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Graphic 302 ERA5, no recorded shows, Manjun 18.
I'm on the station already. It's ERA5. I'm going to press the applications key. That's to the left of your right control key.
Applications, context menu, properties. To navigate, press up or down arrow P.
The context menu pop-up is up. I'm going to press the letter P, as in Papa, to bring up the properties.
P, leaving menus, edit show properties, colon, ERA5 dialog, recording page, capture by recording audio output, left parent speakers, mic, line dash, and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection.
Okay, the first thing you need to do when you go into properties is go to the recording tab.
Shift tab, recording tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
And that's the recording tab property sheets. Tab one time inside the recording property sheets area.
Tab, capture by recording audio output, left parent speakers, mic, line dash, and right parent radio button not checked, 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
You need the first option.
Capture by recording audio output, left parent speakers, mic, line dash, and right parent radio button checked, 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
This is the option you need. I'm going to let you hear this again. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Capture by recording audio output, left parent speakers, mic, line dash, and right parent radio button checked, 1 of 3.
Capture by recording audio output. It's radio button 1 out of 3. I'm going to tab one time.
Tab, type colon combo box, general streaming audio, 1 of 7. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
I'm going to down arrow one time because I want it to say Windows Media Audio.
Windows Media Left Parent Audio Right Parent.
Because I know it's a Windows Media Audio Format Stream. That's all you have to set inside the properties for the recording property sheet. The next thing I'm going to do is Shift Tab till I hear Recording Tab.
Shift Tab, Cap Shift Tab, Recording Tab, the switch pages, press Control Tab.
Then I'm going to left arrow because I know there's the basic property sheet slash tab.
Basic tab, the switch pages, press Control Tab.
And all we need to find here is the option that says record to, something like that. Let's hear. I'm going to tab a few times.
Tab, name of show, colon, edit, ERA5, type in text.
This is the name field. I'm going to leave it as is.
Tab, URL, colon, edit, HTTP.
That was the URL address field. It's already there.
Tab, record to this format.
Okay, the option you want to find, the property you want to find is record to this format. With JAWS, you can do an insert tab.
Record to this format, colon, combo box, MP3, 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
It said record to this format. The first choice is MP3. We're going to down arrow.
MP3 FM quality left parent 28 MB/hour right parent.
We don't want that.
MP3 compact left parent low quality right parent. WAV.
That's the WAV format.
Do not record.
And here's what we want. It says do not record.
Do not record 5 of 5.
And it's the fifth choice, 5 out of 5.
Do not record 5 of 5.
Do not record. That's what we want. I'm going to tab till I hear the basic tab again. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, after a tab, record now, tab, okay, tab, cancel, tab, help button, tab, basic tab, the switch pages.
We're on the basic tab in the properties. I'm going to right arrow.
Recording tab,
recording.
The switch pages, press control.
We don't want that anymore. We're going to right arrow.
Schedule tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
We're on the schedule tab. I want to see what time it is.
11:35 a.m.
11:35. Okay. We're on the schedule tab for the properties. We're going to tab one time inside the schedule properties.
Tab, start recording at colon list box 10:25 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Okay, here's the start recording field. I need to change that to 11:38. A.M. So I'm on the hour. I'm going to up arrow one time.
11.
There's 11 for the hour.
10.
That's 10 minutes. That's previously set by me. So I'm going to put 3:08.
3:08.
38.
25.
That's the seconds. I'm going to put it
00:00 a.m.
And it's a.m. I'm going to tab one time.
Tab. Stop recording at colon list box 11:00 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
The hour for the stop is 11. I'm going to keep it there.
00.
I'm going to put this to 39
3,
for the minutes.
9, 39.
I'm going to right arrow one time for the seconds.
00.
And right arrow again.
Am.
And that's the a.m. Then shift tab to hear the OK button.
Shift tab, help, shift tab, cancel, shift tab, OK button to activate.
Press space,
list of shows, list view.
We're back on the Replay AV application, the main interface. And I'm going to press insert up arrow.
Graphic 694 ERA 5 no recorded shows Fry Jun 15 11:38 a.m. -11:39 a.m. 17 of 18.
Okay. So basically what I told it, pretend like this is a 1 hour show or 2 hour show, okay? It's Replay AV is going to tune to that station at that set start and stop time you set in the schedule tab properties, but it's not going to record that stream for you because we told it. In the properties, in the basic property sheet tab area, do not record.
Replay tuner dash ERA 5 dialog.
Okay, so right now, Replay AV came on, it tuned to the station, automatically for you, but it's not recording the stream. Okay? So, what you can do is say, you know, you're going to be home for a few hours on the weekend, and you want to listen to 5 different stations. You can do this. You can tell Replay AV to tune to those 5 different stations, but they all have to be at a different start and end time. Okay? So you can tell it to record radio station number 1 from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, to come up playing, but do not record that radio station 1. Okay? And then you can tell it for radio station 2, say it comes on from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
/V dialogue. List of shows, list view, graphic 694, ERA 5, no recorded.
Again, say radio station 2 comes on from 2 to 4 p.m. You can set it like that, like I showed you a few minutes ago. And that station's going to come on at that set start time and end playing at that 4 p.m. time. But it's not going to record it because you don't care. You're home. You're going to listen to it through your speakers. Okay? And say radio station 3 comes on. You want to listen to it from 6 to 8 p.m. Set those times like I showed you and tell it do not record. And that station, when it comes to be 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to come on automatically for you. And say you want to listen to radio station number 4 from 10 to 12 a.m. Set the settings and tell it do not record. Make sure you tell it record only from audio output through the recording tab in the property. There you have it. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you.